In today's Mishnah, we learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah in the 3rd Perek of Masechta Makot. The Mishnah begins, Hayam Metamela Meitim Kol Hayom. So we return back to the case of the Nazir, someone who took upon him the Nazir oath, such that he's not allowed to drink wine or eat any grape products, he's not allowed to come into contact with tumma emanating or impurity emanating from corpse, and also he's not allowed to shave his hair. So the Mishnah says, if he was coming into contact with Tumat Met the entire day, so he was going around in a cemetery, for example, or he was walking through a morgue, it says, Ein chayv ela achat, he would only be liable to one set of lashes. However, Amru lo, they said to him, Al ti tameh, they kept on warning him every single time, and he kept on coming into contact with Tuma. We say, chayv akol achat vechat. This is despite the fact he became tameh from the first contact. No, the Mishnah is teaching us that when it comes to this prohibition of, that applies to a Nazir violating his oath, it's every time he is coming into contact with Tumat Amet. So it's important he was in contact with, say, a corpse, he was Poresh, he separated, and he came into contact with it again. Or he went, for example, into a building that has, for example, the case up all before the morgue, he left the building and came in once again. The Mishnah continues, Hayam Megaleach Kol Hayom. This is, once again, he starts cutting his hair. It says, Einu Chayav Elachat, despite the fact he might have taken him a long time to do so, and took many cuts of the hair, and he was warned only once prior to cutting his hair, he only received one set of lashes. And following the same pattern, the Mishnah then continues, Amrlo, if they say, Al Tegalach, do not shave, do not cut your hair, and they warn him for every single strand of hair as he was cutting each one individually, Mitzev Chayev Al Kol Echat Vechat, he would be liable for a set of lashes for each and every cut he took. Mishnah continues with a different case, not the Nazir anymore. It says, Hayal Lavush Bekilayin Kolayon. If someone is wearing a garment that has both wool and linen together and is violating the prohibition, as is commonly known as shatnez, Mishnah says that Einu Chayv Elachat. In the cases he could be wearing this, for example, a very expensive suit that has wool and linen in it, he's wearing it the entire day, he was warned not to wear the suit, he would only receive one set of lashes. Amru lo, if they said to him, Al Tilbash, do not wear that, do not wear it. V'hu poshet v'lovesh, according to this, the Mishnah here, the simple reading is he would take off, say, the jacket and put it back on again. Then he'd chayav al kol achat v'chat. He would be liable for every single time he put it on. It's a warning every single time. The Gemara says, even if he didn't take it off completely, say it was a jumper or a sweater, and he just took his head out of it, but he hasn't taken the whole garment off and then put it back on again, and he was pre-warned every single time, he would still be chayav for every single instance. What's interesting, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, that says even if he didn't take off the garment at all, but rather he simply wore it for the time that would take between each warning in order to take it off and put it back on again, without actually physically doing so, he would be still liable a set of makot every single time. So they don't put on shatnez. And he simply wore it, he had time to take it off and put it back on, and they said, you're not allowed to wear that jumper, you're not allowed to wear that jacket, and he still wore it every single time they warned him, he would be liable to another set of lashes. One might think it's not humanly possible to bear all these sets of lashes. We'll discuss exactly how the lashes were administered so as not to kill the individual. Let's now learn Mishnah Tet. Yesh Choresh Telem Echad. What we learn from this Mishnah, in contrast to the previous ones, the previous Mishnah, we were saying how one can be liable to multiple sets of lashes with respect to a single prohibition, and that comes through multiple warnings, as we've already learnt. In this Mishnah, we look at a single act that one can do, and it can be liable to many sets of lashes. So the Mishnah says, Yesh Choresh Telem Echad, he can simply do the one act of ploughing, V'chayev Alav Mishum Shmone Lavim, and he can violate 8 different prohibitions, and then be liable to 8 sets of Malkut. So what's the case? So he was ploughing HaChoresh Bashor V'chamor. So he's used 2 different animals, the ox and the donkey together. That violates the prohibition of Kilayim when it comes to animals. It says, Lo Tachroshin Lad Yuz Ashor V'chamor Yachtav. Mishnah adds that V'hen Mukdashin, and they're both consecrated. So the ox can be offered as a korban, so that's considered Kodesh Mizbeach. That's one violation of Lo Tavod, of using an animal that could be used for a korban. And when it comes to the chamor, well, that can't be offered as a korban, but that's referred to kodshei bedek habayit, meaning this is a property of hekdesh. And with that, once is another prohibition that is violated. And it continues, and the ploughing, when he ploughed through the field, the soil was lifted and covered over mixed seeds, and we're dealing with a vineyard, so it was a chita, seura, and chartzan. So we're mixing the seeds now of wheat, barley, and in a vineyard, or grape seeds, and therefore he violates a prohibition, as Mishnah says, of kilei hakeren. So we're up to this stage 4. Mishnah adds, that it was also during the Shemitah year. So this one act, again, we're now violating our fifth prohibition of plowing during the Shemitah, working the land, the Yom Tov, and it was on Yom Tov itself. Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbat, which is punishable with a capital punishment, Yom Tov is a Isur Lav. It's a negative prohibition, it's violated, Kol Melechat, Melechat Avalot Ta'asu. So that brings us to our sixth prohibition that's punishable with Malkut. The Kohen V'Nazir V'Beit Tumah, and this person who is driving his animals to plow them, he's both a Kohen and a Nazir, and the plowing is occurring in a cemetery. And because the Kohen and Nazir are pulling this animal along and causing it to plow, they're going in the cemetery and becoming Tameh, and they're violating two prohibitions related to these individuals and allowed to become Tameh Met. Chananya ben Chachinai Omer says, well, then let's add another prohibition. Let's say Af Halovesh Kilayim. He was also wearing a garment that is both wool and linen mixed together. So Amrullah, the Chacham responded to Chananya ben Chachinai, and said, you cannot bring that case in. Why? Because Eino Hashem, because the chiyuv of Malkut of wearing kilayim has nothing to do with the single act of plowing, which is the subject of our Mishnah. So Amar Lahem, Chananya ben Chachinai responds to Chachamim, says, well, so too a Nazir, the fact that Nazir is in this cemetery, has nothing to do with the actual act of plowing. So then, therefore, you should disregard both the Kohen and Nazir and say that this single act makes you liable to six rather than eight. So if you're including those two, he said you should be able to include someone who's wearing kilayim, that prohibition as well. The response of the Chachamim is, no, this is different. Meaning, with the plowing occurring in the cemetery, this Kohen Nazir, it was needed for him to become Tamemet in order to cause these animals to plow. He had to go in the Veilyan and pull these animals along or drive them along. As opposed to wearing kilayim, he didn't have to wear this garment or the suit that's made of these mixed fibers in order to do the act of Harisha, of plowing. So that's why the Chachamim include Kohen Venazir, but they wouldn't include someone who's Lovesh Kilayim. Those in the Mishnah today.